This is CliffCentral.com.
It is indeed 360 Biz. My name is Deborah Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. This is a song actually that I love. Only to think, Hore, this song is actually had one of the most controversial ladies, Bulelani, dancing on this song. Do you remember the lady, Bulani?
Yeah, the lady just bought a Benz.
The lady that just bought a what?
So, yeah, so I've seen.
Oh, yes, no, the new one.
With many commenting that this is the way to go.
Yes, yeah, no, you see, people will talk and people are busy buying cars and doing, you know, quite amazing stuff. And I'm actually excited by today's show, you know, and I mean, only to think, Hore, we have a couple of Bulelanes. And so we're actually discussing what you do, empowerment entrepreneur.
Oh, wow. It's interesting. I'm staring at four Bulelanis. Estebuho says, no, I'm kidding. It's so nice being in a room. I think the four that is in the room is nothing to be compared to the many out there that actually still need to come up. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we still have a vast majority of people that don't even know about the things that they're doing. And sometimes it feels like we are sharks in a small pond, mm-hmm. because we're all running after the same people and at the same place.
Yeah.
But it's not even about glory, but it's about actually reaching out and empowering people. So it's good being in this room with celebrities.
Yeah. No, I mean, speaking of celebrities, I mean, we've got a radio host. We've got a public speaker, we've got a TV presenter, you know, and I think maybe, you know what, let's get the TV presenter to do an open link for us today. What do you think?
I'll give you drums,
Bam! You see this thing is it's not working. But I mean, how do we even introduce speakers, dude?
Yeah, that's the thing. Where do you even start?
Maybe let them introduce themselves,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, no. Let's start with the lady who does radio herself. Do you want to say hi to the listeners? Tell us who you are. What is it that you do?
Well, hello everyone. My name is Thembile Ahadi Zondo. Ahadi.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, you almost scared me there. Yeah.
Well, I'm quite a lot of things. I'm her version of Bulelani. So yeah, whatever that Bulelani does, I do.
But now there's people that
wow.
there's people that are listening that don't know what Bulelani is.
Yeah,
last night.
Well, actually, I'm a founder, mm-hmm. of Solution FAs, which is an events management company.
Okay.
Graphic design, mm-hmm. and also we deal with photography. I'm also a public speaker and an author, just to cover all of them.
You just wrote a book.
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of the book?
In Pain We Thrive.
In Pain We Thrive.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's move on to another gentleman. He's not new to our platform. We've had the privilege of having this room and the wisdom that he's shared before. You know, I wish I was this man today. You know, being a sandwich, dude. Sitting in between beautiful women. My brother, how are you?
I'm doing well yourself, man.
No, I'm good, thing.
Yeah, no, I'm like I said, I'm between glories, you know. It's just a privilege to be here, especially on this day.
Oh.
Yeah, when I'm such surrounded with such beauty and elegance and
and
poise and well, I'm a public speaker, you know, I can go on and on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my name is Sibusiso Mfega. I'm a founder and managing director of Bua Concepts.
Okay.
A company that specializes
Bua is in speak.
Yeah, Bua is in speak. It's okay. It's a Sotho word, BUA, Bua.
Mm-hmm.
And we specialize in public speaking,
mm-hmm.
in publishing, and also in business coaching. Those are the areas that we focus on, over and above the many other things that I can do and I'm able to do.
Yeah. No. We like that. But how's Bua going?
Bua is coming okay. Mm-hmm. Especially now that we've also introduced the publishing division,
mm-hmm.
which has become very busy.
Okay.
We started the publishing division in 2014 when I published my first book. And ever since then, we've had the privilege of publishing 9 authors. Just this past week,
mm-hmm.
I've had my 9 author that has been published, and I've now published my second book.
Hmm.
You know, so yeah.
You also a publisher?
Yeah, I'm also a publisher and an author as well.
Oh, okay. Yes. So what's your next book? What's the book that you've just released?
The book is called The Making of a Brand.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, let me see that. That nice cover.
The Making of a Brand.
Yeah. No. Ladies and gentlemen, you must see this cover. We'll probably take a picture of it And put it on social media.
Thank you.
The making of a brand.
Of a brand.
No, it's fine. We'll come back to you to hear more about this book and the work that you do. This lady. It's fine. Ma'am, do you want to come close to the mic? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You know how people, it's interesting how people get to it. All of a sudden, they become shy of the mic. Or they become shy of getting close. And when they're out there, they're very close, you know. Do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is it that you do?
Okay, thank you very much. It's great to be here. My name is Lebogang Ntabise Mokgosi. Yes, I'm not afraid of the mic, by the way. So I have a voice and I believe that speaking will mean being closer, like way closer to the mic. All right. I'm a renowned motivational speaker. Huh. I'm a business owner for IL Designs Creative Approach, and I'm part of the Unstoppable Force team, which is a movement that, you know, aims to inspire, but I guess you'll hear all about that as time goes. Yes, I'm happy to be here, especially on International Women's Day, and I hear the gentleman talking about, you know, being surrounded by women and power to women, you know.
Yeah.
So did you make mention that to the fact that you are a TV presenter as well? What are you? Are you a presenter? Are you a host? Are you an anchor?
Man, you know, you're taking up the news, and I'm still there. I'm still going there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I have done a couple of projects in presenting, but it's still under carpet. Now you're telling the people.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Oh, maybe they'll see you on TV, then we'll announce after. Ne?
Yeah. But my show is coming soon, by the way.
Is it? Yeah. No, can't wait.
Watch
for
the
it.
Space.
Can't wait for it. Okay, let's move over. You know what? We're actually fully in studio. Ma'am, how are you? Do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do? No, come closer.
Oh, hi everyone. My name is Malebo Old John.
Malebo?
Malebo Old John.
Old John?
Yes.
Is that your surname?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Continue, sorry.
Okay, I'm an author. I'm a motivational...
You're an author as well?
Yes.
Okay, Ntabi, when you didn't speak of being an author, are you an author as well?
No, yes. I'm still in the process of writing my book.
Oh, okay.
Finishing it, actually. Oh. So, yeah.
I'll so we're sitting with authors? Oh, okay. No, continue, ma'am.
I'm an author of a book called The Journey. It's a woman's book.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also a life coach and a woman's mentor. I also have a company called Bontlehela Business Enterprise.
I love the name Bontlehela. That is pure Tswana. That is pure Tswana. Right?
Yes. Yeah. It deals with coaching and mentorship.
Okay.
Yes.
No, not a problem. My brother?
You're
part of the furniture.
Bulelani, hi.
Yeah. No,
wait.
Oh,
wait.
Okay. Yes.
Let's give a shout out to when entrepreneurship actually starts to work. Congratulations on the new cell phone.
You know.
We see you, bro. And he made sure to put it right in front of my face. So I see.
No, but I mean, dude, you've been dissing me to say I can be looking good, driving good, the next thing, walking out with a phone that is.
So I
had to upgrade one way or the other, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, if ever you've just joined on the show, welcome to cliffcentral.com. My name is Debo Mafodi. Like I said, I'm sitting with empowerment entrepreneurs. These are authors. These are people that have written books. These are people that are in the business of empowering others. These are the people that are in the business of making a difference to others. Some of us, I mean, we are driven by money. I don't know what drives them besides making a difference to people's life. Are you able to join us on the discussion? Our studio line 0861-555-189, 0861-555-189. We're on Twitter as well. Our Twitter handle is @cliffcentral.com. We're on Facebook as well. Our Facebook page is Cliff Central. We're on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is cliffcentral.com. My Twitter handle is @debohoma40. It's @debohoma40 on Facebook, @debohoma40 on Instagram. Bulelani?
Twitter and Insta, it's @bulelanibala. @bulelanibala.
@bulelanibala. Simpiwe?
Well, my Twitter handle is Ahadi _Zondo. And then Instagram, it's Zondo's Tembile.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Facebook, it's Tembile Ahadi Zondo.
Mm, it's a full-time job, dude. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah. Do you want to take us through again?
my God. On Facebook, it's Thembile Ahadi Zondo.
Okay.
Twitter, it's Ahadi _ Zondo.
Okay.
Instagram, it's Zondo's Thembile, one word.
Mm, okay. Mr. Mfega?
See, that is why I decided to standardize everything.
Like me, right?
To avoid all these things. Yeah. You know, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus, YouTube, and Instagram. Okay. All of them is Sibusiso Mfega Global.
Sibusiso Mfega Global. Yeah. Okay, Ntabe?
Okay, I'm on Facebook, Twitter. Okay, on Twitter, it's at Real Talk with Ntabe.
Yeah.
And Facebook is Real Talk with Ntabe. Instagram, Real Talk with Ntabe. LinkedIn as well is Real Talk with Ntabe. And Pinterest as well. We also have another one, Unstoppable Force, ZA, on Instagram. Unstoppable Force. The Unstoppable Force on Facebook. And ZA again on Twitter.
So yeah. if I can ask, why Real Talk?
Okay. The reason why Real Talk, can I just say it in full? Real Talk with Ntabe.
Okay.
I believe that what I aim to do or to reach out to other people out there is to mainly be real. And the reason why Real Talk, I become real. I don't say anything that I'm not familiar with, I haven't experienced or anything like that. So I become as real as possible and tell it like it is. So hence, Real Talk with Ntabe.
Oh, okay. Ma'am?
I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, I'm Malebo Old John.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Malebo Old John.
Okay.
And also Instagram is Malebo Old John.
Can you spell this Old John? Because I'm trying to... Is it old? Like then old. John.
Yes.
Oh, okay. John is old, dude. Old John. No, it's fine. No, guys, then we shall be definitely tweeting as the show goes on. But now, more than anything, I want to get to the crux of why we're here today.
Yes.
Right now, you guys are in the business of making a difference in people's lives. You're not only looking at yourselves in terms of profit or making money, but you guys decided that you shall be selfless. You shall focus on making a difference in the communities, making a difference in people's lives. I don't know, maybe we can start, because Bulelani is one of the person that does that. But I know my brother, through over the years, you've mostly improved and focused more on money. So maybe we can hear. Let's start this side for a change. Say why you do what you do. I mean, most of us go into business for the sake of making money, but you went into business for wanting to make a difference in people's lives and be inspiration to many others out there.
I believe that it's a calling, because professionally I am into IT. And now I'm doing something totally different, and I actually enjoy what I do, whether I get paid or I don't get paid. So I believe that you are called to do something. So some people are called to speak and inspire others, and some are called to do so many other things. So I believe it's a calling.
Oh, okay. So now this calling that you have, how do you pay your bills?
And also pay my bills.
Okay.
But again, I've got my 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I do both. I do my business for now.
Okay.
And I also have a 9-to-5.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Okay. Ntabe, why do you decide that you shall become an empowerment entrepreneur?
Okay. First of all,
I mean, you could be catering and cooking for us. But instead, you want to inspire us and make a difference in our culture.
Yes, you know, I believe that, as Malebo said, somehow some things are a calling. But to add on that, with me starting my own business was not just only to do it for myself. I mean, growing up and realizing that, you know what, at some point I need to be independent at some point and not expect like my parents to give me everything that I want. That actually drove me to doing that. And it clicks to me again to say, you know what, doing business, yes, I want to have a better life. I want to see myself doing a better life. And the way I'll benefit, obviously, is to getting
more money on it. And that goes with the amount of work that I put. And working hard equals to, you know, getting good results, meaning good rewards in terms of the amount that I'll be getting or getting, you know, remunerated for my work. And another thing, it's creating a legacy. At some point in our life, we're going to die. And the question that always comes to me is that, Ntabi, if you were to, you know, drive there and then the next thing you get an accident, you die. What's going to happen? How are people going to remember you? What are you going to leave behind? The legacy behind. So being a business owner says to me, you know what, create something that will be left for your kids and the other generations to come, and motivate others also to do the same. So it's a combination of both. So that's why I meant.
So, and you should have listened to our show last week when we spoke about legacy.
Yes.
You know, it was amazing. You must just go get the podcast after here.
Definitely. Yes. I'll do that.
Mr. Mfega?
Yeah. Why I do what I do? Mm. I do what I do because it's within my ability to do it. Because I believe that each and every person...
You see, Mr. Mfega comes with public speaking, you know.
Terminology.
Yeah, like I said, that it's very much important that each and every person, you discover what you are supposed to be doing for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are going to spend the rest of your life doing what you're not supposed to be doing, then according to me, you haven't started living. So that is why I say I do what I do, because it's within my ability to do it. It's something that is inborn. It's something that is wired within me. It's something that I was born to do. Like my first book would say, I was born for this, you know. So I do it because it's what I was born to do. And I believe if I was born to do it, mm-hmm. then I need to make sure that I do it to the best of my ability, because one day I will have to account to the one who sent me to come and do it. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay, you were born to do it.
Yes, sir.
You know, you were born to do it. You know, usually you hear those words from people like pastors. Because, I mean, listening to all of you guys, it goes back to say you guys were born for this. Mm. I mean, it's pastors, people that you find, you know, people in churches that you find speaking the way you do, that they were born for this. Most of the people I know out there, they die before they actually discover what they are born for. Maybe after Simpure, you've said why you do what you do. Maybe because at the end of the day, I want us to as well help someone out there to discover why they are born. Because I think as an empowerment entrepreneur, that's what you guys do. You help people discover their actual and ultimate purpose.
Well, it's quite an emotional journey for me, because you go to school, and the people who you were top class with, they tend to go to Nyaupe and all that. And then when you find them in that situation, you like, what is it that I have to do in order to change the situation? And that's where it actually comes that I opened my company. The aim was to bring art into one sphere. But then I found myself exploring on other fields as well, on how I can actually touch lives. My aim was to actually make someone smile. That was the only thing that I wanted to do.
Mm.
Make you smile and make you, you know, discover the person that you were born to. And that was my purpose, to actually start my company. And then I tend to grow each and every day, even though I haven't touched the people that I wanted to touch yet. But I believe that I'm getting there because of my book, actually. My book, it talks of my journey from where I started and to where I'm going. Because I believe that I have to write when I still struggle, not write when I'm successful. Because many people can relate to what I am right now.
Hmm.
When I'm there, I think many will also relate, but then those are for a different field of people. So I'm speaking of the now, what's going to happen today,
mm.
what am I going to do today, and this is my journey.
Mm. So now for a person that is listening, that wants to actually discover who they are or why they're born, and the purpose that they're here to serve, on earth? I mean, personally, with your life story, how do you help those people?
Well, I believe the purpose, actually, the main common purpose that each and every one of us have to discover is peace. Peace from within. You know, we don't have to find the talents. Talents are overrated. Like, if you have a talent, someone else has it.
And has it even a better
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but do you find peace when you feel like saying, like, the F word? You know, if someone angers you, do you feel peace not to respond with anger? You know, if you're struggling, do you find peace in your own thoughts where you just have to, you know, dwell in them and be comfortable in them, you know, and not share those thoughts with ubani because of this ingakhongi angry, we understand, you know, I have to stand up for my own thoughts and I have to be comfortable with my own thoughts, and in all, it's peace. If you find peace in whatever that you do, internally, mentally, however, that's how you discover your purpose.
Mr. Mfega, how can you help someone, or how do you help someone discover why they're born?
Yeah, it's a touchy subject because it goes to the core of belief systems, you know. So one author once said, Dr. Miles Monroe, he once said, when a manufacturer manufactures a product, he will put a manual in there so that whoever uses the product can then refer to the manual on how the product is supposed to function. So that if you don't get an opportunity to be in touch with the manufacturer, you can at least refer to the manual. So I normally say to people, if you want to discover your purpose, what is it you were born to do, you were born to be? It's very much important for you to go to the source of your existence. I'm deliberately using the word your because a lot of people draw their existence from so many things, you know. And therefore, you cannot say to people, this is my source of existence, therefore I force you to go to my source of existence. But whatever your source of existence is, go and inquire from it what your reason for being is, because you can only find out from your manufacturer what your purpose is. So for me, basically, that is how I found my purpose, because I had to inquire from my creator to say, what have you created me for? And through time, through situations and people speaking into my life and things happening, I began to discover that, you know what, Sposiso, you were actually created to inspire people, to build people, to edify people. And this is how to do it. You're going to do it through public speaking. You're going to do it through writing. You'll do it through radio, through television, through many other platforms that will be available for you to be able to inspire those people.
So then now, I mean, the reason I asked that question is because I know there's a lot of people that they fail to be productive, you know, in terms of what they do in business, because they've not discovered who they are. So, and obviously you guys are in the business of helping people discover who they are, have people put order, you know, in terms of that. So right now, I mean, in Tabi, if I may ask you, I know you guys are having an event that is coming up. And obviously others are doing stuff in regards to books, and Mr. Mfega, they not only write books, but they're public speakers. I mean, you guys as well host events like Mr. Mfega does. I mean, same goes for you, Simpiwe. I mean, in these events that you guys do, I know you invite a lot of speakers like me, speakers like Bulelani, and many others. But what is it that you aim to do with these events that you think you can't do one-on-one?
Okay, first of all, the event that is coming up is Unstoppable Force Seminar.
Listen to that word, Bulelani. Unstoppable Force.
Unstoppable Force. So the word unstoppable, I think it says it all. And what we aim to do is to actually reach out to all those that think, you know what, life has turned against us. Those to be the voice to the voiceless, to be, you know, that pillar to those ones that says, you know what, I can't do much. I can't really make a difference in life. I can't even do anything for myself. Hence, you know, we're doing this seminar. And it also goes to us personally. I mean, Unstoppable Force was formed by three women
from different backgrounds, which is me, Ntabi, and Malebo, and Tsolofelo. So we all have stories to tell. So we believe that through our stories, there's so much that people can learn. We don't necessarily say that our stories can be the same, but we're saying that somehow it can help you or someone else. And Unstoppable Force is not just three people that formed it, but we are all the Unstoppable Force. So what we're doing is saying, you know what, come to our seminar so that we can inspire you. And what we're doing will be empowering you and transforming you so that you can go to others and actually share that, those insights that we're actually trying to do to other people. Because, you know what, it's hectic out there. You know, our generations have lost themselves. People are giving up. You know, like this failure, there's the element of fear, of the unknown, for that matter. And I believe that, you know what, we need to break all those chains. And through the seminars, we believe that together we can do it. Not only us, you know, writing our blogs or just writing our books, but engaging, being there in one space. Because that's what we're in war. We're fighting. So that's what we want to do.
I think maybe let's bring it home. Bulelani, you do tea.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's interesting that, I mean, we more or less all in the same space. But only to think, I've not started doing events, eh?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, with the empowerment events that you do personally, what is it that you chasing to aim to achieve?
I mean, it's to develop two kinds of individuals, to develop leaders and entrepreneurs. The whole idea around tea, as I mean, you know, when you want to engage with people, you engage with people through tea. But it wasn't really something which was synonymous with the township, because we don't really engage through tea. But we often look at sophisticated individuals to be the ones who say, let's meet up for tea. Then you know it's something serious. But then I thought to myself, how's about we bring something into the township that will be elegant, sophisticated, give substance and give a lot of empowerment. But more than empowerment, give people the skills to be able to go out there and actually get things done. Then we thought, hey, man, let's come up with tea, Township Entrepreneurs Alliance. And I mean, just to, you know, just to be redundant, the aim is to develop two kinds of individuals, leaders and entrepreneurs. Leaders and entrepreneurs, because I earnestly believe one thing, that to a certain point and to a certain regard, running or saying that you own a business is nothing than just saying that you own a tool. Mm-hmm. It's kind of useless to mm-hmm. me, which is why I don't really like speakers that come and put onto the mic and tell people that are working, that you guys are useless because you're running, you don't have a business and you don't have whatever. Because the only problem with that is that the person who's working might have an enterprising mentality and an entrepreneurial mentality. Mm-hmm. And having an entrepreneurial mentality means that you could be a teacher and invest in the Forex, or rather do stock exchange on the Forex, have investments at Nike, have a business running wherever, and then you're turning over R1 million or R5 million a month. But this guy has a business, he's making 10,000 rand a month,
yes.
And he thinks that he's a CEO because of the title. So he wants to come up at me making 200 million rand a month and call me I'm nothing. So let us not give glory to the tool, but rather let's give glory to the entrepreneurial mind. The entrepreneurial mind is what we are all trying to develop in this room right now. Get things done.
Yeah. No, there's power. No. I think maybe right after this break, maybe we'll get more to discuss more as to the books that you guys have written. What are they about and what are you guys aiming to achieve with it? And maybe dwell more into the event as well, you know, to say who are you having and, you know, what should people look out for? Because at the end of the day, I mean, having black authors, it's not something that is, you know, that is common. Out there, it's still one of the rare things. I think if ever some of us can stop being lazy and start writing more books, there'll be more empowerment that goes out there. My brother, the Bulelani, has started with an audiobook.
Yeah.
I'm sure next time you'll be writing, my brother.
Nah, man, not now, actually. Yeah. I think these guys are doing a perfect job. Yeah. I don't know about writing yet. Because you see, I still write in cursive. I promise you, even if I had to type on this laptop, the book would come out in cursive. Mm-hmm. So I'm still getting over that fear.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. We'll be back right after this.
This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
You're hanging out with your boy Bulelani and Tebogo Mafodi on 360 Biz on the 8th of March 2016. Ah, we're talking entrepreneurship, we're talking empowerment, we're talking leadership. I got this beautiful lady with the exception of this brother who's messing up my picture right now. I'm kidding, Prasipo. Now I'm happy to be here. Tebogo, what's on your mind, my man?
No, my brother, what's on my mind, you know, with me, it's money and definitely making a difference in people. I think that it explains why we have the type of entrepreneurs that we have today on the show. I mean, if ever you've just joined in on the show, you can join us on the discussion. Our studio line is 0861-555-189. We're on Twitter as well. Our Twitter handle is @cliffcentral.com. We're on Facebook as well. It's Cliff Central. WeChat as well. It's cliffcentral.com. We're actually discussing the issue of empowerment entrepreneurs and the people that have dedicated themselves to today. They not only want to make profit or make money, but they want to be making a difference in people's lives. Some of the guests that we have in studio, they're officially authors. They've written books, they're hosting events, they do all these amazing things that they're doing for entrepreneurs out there. And if ever you've just tuned in, you've missed out on an exciting discussion that we had before we actually went on that break. But now we're actually getting more in depth as to what is it that they do and the difference that they're making into these entrepreneurs. Let me start with you, Mr. Mfega. You've written a book.
Yeah.
The Making of a Brand.
Yes.
Tell us more about the book.
Yeah, The Making of a Brand. The book took me 2 years to write because I was grappling with the issue of brands and branding. What is branding and all that? Because I realized that a lot of people, they look at branding and brands from an academic point of view. And when you look at it from an academic point of view, therefore, it doesn't make sense to people who are not academic at all. Mm-hmm. So I had to say, you know what, let's find a way of simplifying what a brand is. So this book is really, it's non-academic, even though academics can use it, but it's non-academic because it speaks to the person who has not gone to business school to learn what branding is about. Then they can learn from this book. So the book is basically about how do you sell perception, you know, because branding for me is about perception management, and how do we sell that perception? Because people, somebody once said, people don't necessarily buy your product, but they buy into you, you know. Mm-hmm. It is because of the perception they have about you. And when I come into the room and I look at what is happening in this room, when I leave already with a certain perception, you know. I've met Bulelani today. I have a different perception of the Bulelani that I've heard about, you know, because of how I've heard him speak and how I've interacted with him. So the book is all about perception, how you see things. So people buy brands based on their perception. And when brands sell themselves to people, they use psychology, you know, so that they can be able to speak to the mind and the heart of the person to say, this is who we are, and this is what you can get from us, but this is basically what it can do for you. This is how it can change your life. And people buy into the perception that they have received from the person who's selling them that perception. So basically the book is all about that. Of course, it covers a wide range of topics, right from defining the word branding, what I think branding is about. I normally say, for me, branding is what you do and how you do it on a daily basis, you know? With leaving,
I like
leaving
that. The
out
branding is what you do
and how you do it on a daily basis.
Okay.
You know? And that for me speaks to your strategy, your operations, and your consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you are consistent in what you're doing, then you'll get there. I mean, just when I was just at home right now preparing to come here, I was watching this documentary and they're talking about photography and all that. And this person, he says, how do you become a professional photographer or somebody who's out there who's well known?
Mm-hmm.
Then he just said, on a daily basis, keep taking photos. Take photos every day. Basically, he's speaking of consistency because that's what builds your brand. It's consistency. Yeah.
I mean, what you're saying is very interesting. I mean, you know me. I know you.
Yeah.
And if ever right now you were to describe the consistency of my brand, what would you say?
I would say Tebogo Mafodi is an intelligent man. He's a go-getter. He's opportunity-driven more than money-driven. So that is how I would define your brand.
No, that is very
because
true.
Because that's what I have encountered in the years of knowing you.
No, that is very true. Simpiwe, you've written a book called...
In Pain We Thrive.
In Pain We Thrive.
Yeah.
Tell us more about it.
Wow. We have a common goal again, mm-hmm. which is pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was actually talking to Sbusiso earlier about it, you know, that we have a common goal, but mostly of us don't want to be intact with pain, you know, and we go through pain almost every day, right? So my book is, well, it kind of breaks through. Like, it has many breaks that I personally went through, and it deals with...
it has many breaks?
Yes, breaks, like breakings.
Oh, okay. Like, you almost lost me.
No, like breakings. Yeah, it touched more on the healing part of pain, but mostly focusing on pain as itself, you know, not running away from it.
Yeah.
You know, when I grew up in pain.
Okay.
You know, the only thing that I actually, well, happiness was just the minimum out of the whole, like, my entire 26 years old years. So what I'm saying is, in my book, if you have pain and you know that you're going through pain, don't run away from it. You know, dwell on it. Find ways to deal with it. Find ways to be comfortable in it. Find ways to be able to speak about it and never share it here, you know. And I was actually scared on releasing my book until I actually discovered that my daughter is not well. And I was like, probably, what if I wake up tomorrow and then I die? Will my book die with me? Because I've written it while back. But I was like, no, I'm not ready to actually publish it. It has so many emotions, you know. It's more like I'm stripping my naked, like, my soul naked.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Probably this is time, you know. Maybe she's just showing me a right path for me to be able to publish it and to be able to touch lives and to be able to touch where people are afraid to touch. And that's where my book touches, in pain.
Mm. Yeah, no, definitely. It actually sounds very interesting. Maybe let's hear from the ladies. Untouchable Force.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable Force, sorry. Unstoppable Force. I mean, you've explained earlier, before we went to the break, as to what are you aiming to achieve with the event. Do you want to tell us perhaps where is this event and how can people be part of it?
Okay, the event is at Coffee Sunnyside.
Okay.
From 9 o'clock until...
Sunnyside in Pretoria?
Pretoria,
okay.
Yes. It's from 9 o'clock until 4,
mm-hmm.
and we will be having it's actually the founders, which is Ntabiseng, Tsolofelo, and myself,
okay.
And we also have two guest speakers,
mm-hmm.
Nambita and Elijah Badi,
oh.
who will also be sharing stage with us.
Oh, okay. Yes. So then, what are you guys speaking about mainly on that day?
We will be sharing about our life journeys because. We are five and we have experienced our struggles, our pains, and we want to share with people that even though we've written books, even though we are where we are, we still face struggle, but we don't dwell into that.
Mm-hmm.
We remain unstoppable even if we face challenges, whether at work, relationship, or finances.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's the message that we're trying to convey to people who will be... at the seminar.
Is it? Yes. So then from the is the event free?
The event is 150,
okay.
And that includes a lunch and a drink, and we also have prices that would be prices like books and cosmetics,
mm-hmm.
and yes.
Okay, so in Ntabiseng, as the organizer, for people that want to be involved or that want to come to the event, where do they get more information?
Okay, people can go through our website, which is www.unstoppableforce.co.za, and we are also on social media, as explained earlier, on Facebook, Twitter. I think they can find us there.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get tickets, since we are the three founders of this movement, myself, I concentrate on Johannesburg area because that's where I am.
Okay.
So anyone who wants a ticket can actually contact me, and I don't want to give my numbers on air, unfortunately, but they can inbox us or just go to our Facebook page. And for Pretoria, there's Malebo, Pretoria and Centurion. And for Captain Park, Tsholofelo is available as well. So I think people can go to our website or, you know, social media networks and then connect with us from there. Oh, to get the tickets. It's just 150. We still have a few available, so I think.
Okay. Then is this the first event ever or is it a continuous event?
Okay, it's the first time we do it. We just, you know, started this movement and it's not gonna stop here.
Mm.
So we decided to start with Pretoria. Mm. So originally we are all from Mafikeng. Pardon me. So we're also going to take it there in Joburg as well, Rustenburg, like all areas, because you know what we want to do? We want to reach out. We don't even want to go international before we can actually reach out to our own people, because it all starts at home. It starts at home. So we want to uplift our people before anything else, then, you know, reach out internationally after that. So people should actually watch us because we are definitely on a tour to be all over the place and empower and transform people.
No, I like that. I mean, speaking about transforming people, Bulelani, do you know about the Township Entrepreneur Awards?
Definitely.
The ones that are coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I heard about them.
Are you going?
I heard about them. I know you're going to sneak me in. This is my A-list celebrity whenever I want to get into any place. No, are you going?
No, dude.
Then I'm definitely going.
You can't ask me that.
No, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm definitely going now.
More than anything, I think I'm happy to be introducing Khomotso Powe. Khomotso, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, thanks. Khomotso, I hear you, my man. You've got double nomination for the Ekasi Entrepreneurship Awards this weekend. Maybe before we get to that, do you want to take this opportunity to say a hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are. What is it that you do?
Hey, to all the listeners, hey, I'd just like to say to everybody, dream it and it's possible so long as you believe in yourself.
Wow, I like that. Okay, oh, yes. But you've not told us what is it that you do.
In a nutshell, what I do, I call myself a simple township hustler. The old school saying is that you ask a township worker what he does, he says he does auction management, and that's exactly what I do. I run businesses within Soweto, and I run a business in Cape Town, which is based in the township. So in reality, that's what I do. I'm a auction management kind of guy, but I've taken a simple colloquial name of not doing anything in an auction and creating and giving the positive meaning.
Okay, Khomotso, wait. Is this the Khomotso the go kart guy? The one,
yes.
From
wow.
It's Khomotso does the quad biking in Soweto, the paintballing in Soweto, the go karting, the Soweto Amazing Race, the Soweto hop on and hop off. The same Khomotso boy.
Khomotso, and I heard, my man, you're doing amazing things in Khayelitsha as well, eh?
No, it's actually Langa and Gugulethu.
No, dude, I'm as well in between Joburg and Cape Town. We must actually hook up and work something out together. But anyway, we're here because of the entrepreneurship awards. Do you want to tell us more about that? That's happening this weekend?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we've been nominated in two categories as a small business that started out within the township. And I think these awards are a long time coming. These awards are something that will actually motivate more entrepreneurs from the township to step up and do something, because and wait for things to come to you, you know? So these awards are actually just giving and paying tribute to small businesses in the townships, so tomorrow we can be recognized like the Richard Maponyas and the likes.
I mean, I'm sitting with some of township entrepreneurs in studio office. They know about the awards and some don't. I mean, like you said, it's something that is long overdue. I mean, especially for the likes of Bulelani, that does a lot of work with township entrepreneurs as a whole. I mean, what is usually the requirements for people to enter these awards? I know obviously this year has already gone out, but for the next intake that will be coming next year?
I think the basic ones to say is that how long have you been in business? Have you been operating for more than 6 months? Do you have actual premises on site in your business? Do you have a revenue that you can prove? Do you have financial statements in your business that you can prove? Are you registered with SARS? Does your business actually have an address where they can come through and say, this is your address for your business? I think that's a very, very important thing. A lot of businesses that you find in the township or guys that have started are businesses in paper that are roaming. You know, any restaurant is your office. And those aren't necessarily businesses. Those are what I call still in the upstart stage. So I think what we need to do is, like what I did initially, I also used to be a hustler. I used to also operate from a laptop, sit at restaurants, go to meetings. But the moment I decided to have an address and put things down and actually find a location where I can advertise and work, where people can come and see me for my business, see what it is that I'm offering on a day-to-day basis, it actually changed the way that my business ran and operated. And it also changed the way that I manage my business on a day-to-day basis. You wake up to go to the office. You wake up to go do something. You wake up daily to go to meetings. But you can always invite people back to your establishment and say, this is what I've done. And the moment you can start doing that, it actually gives you a sense of pride what it is that you're actually developing. And I think that's a very, very, one of the most important things. I mean, just as a starting point, I mean, I started my business in Kukwin in a shack. And a lot of people are like, how you tell your business out on Kukwin, but look where you are. And I'm like, yes, most of us are always looking out to have a business in town, in Sandton. Why don't we just do things the way that we've always done them in the township? If you have a business, the guy that sells amazambani, the guy that does his hair and cuts under a tree is in Soweto. And is right there on site. Everybody knows, if Mofulu Kundin is like, you cut your head, you go find a barber just down the road. Is that guy not a business person? Why is it that
Khumudzo, you know what? You're actually coming with this energy at the end of the show, dude. I hate you for this. Maybe let's get this out of the way. When am I having you in studio?
When would you like me having in studio? I've just literally flown out of Johannesburg today, but I'm back in Joburg on Friday. So if you'd like to invite me to studio on Friday, I would more than welcome to arrive in studio and talk to your guest.
No, it's fine. I'll give you a call and we talk more about it. But now for people that want to know more about the awards, where can they go?
For people that want to go up onto the web, just basically just go into Township Entrepreneur Awards and just Google that statement. You'll find a link onto that and you'll be able to get more information around it. And I think it's a really, really good thing. I mean, right now they just sent out a nice little press release on FIN24. So if you want to read up about it, also log on to FIN24 and you'll be able to find out all the details about the Entrepreneur Awards, what the prizes are, what the categories are, and what individuals are actually have been chosen for the various categories.
How do people follow you?
People follow me literally just by typing into our website, and you can basically leave a message. We have a message box over there, or just follow Khumudzo Power on Facebook, and I communicate with most people that send me messages on that. I'm not a big person on Twitter. It's just one of those things that people say, Khumudzo, why aren't you big on Twitter? Ish. You know, everybody's got a weakness in business, and that's my weakness. But on Facebook, I'm very prominent on Facebook. Our websites are very prominent. Our email addresses are very prominent. We respond daily. We respond within an hour most of the time, depending on what coach and what brief you're requesting of us. But we always, always, always on our emails. We always, always on our Facebook pages and actually responding to our clientele.
No, thanks a lot, Khumudzo. I'll definitely give you a buzz, and then we'll take it from there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mr. Mfega, quickly as we're closing, how do people get hold of your book?
They get hold of my book through my email. They can send me an email on sibusisomfega@buaconcepts.co.za or they can find it on Amazon.
www.amazon.com.
The book is on Amazon. And also on my social pages, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google Plus, and Instagram as Sibusisomfega Global.
Okay. How do people get hold of your book?
Well, it's going to be out on the 30th of April. You can go to my website, which is www.solutionfas.co.za. It will be sold there.
Okay. Bulelana, how do people get a hold of your book?
My book? www.infuture.com.
No, but the audio book.
They can actually get it from bulelani.co.za, and we're actually coming out on iTunes and... Google Play in the next 2 weeks. So I'm excited about that. Taking over 40,000 copies.
Yes. No, I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, ma'am?
Okay, how do people get a hold of the tickets?
Okay.
Okay. They can call me on 071 247 237. 87. That's my business line.
Okay, call the number again quickly.
071-147-2389.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it was good to have you in studio. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
No,
thank
definitely. You then you'll come back when that book is being released, right?
My book has been released.
Okay, where do we get hold of it? On the same numbers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all that we had for you today on 360 Biz with my boy Bulelani.
How do we get a hold of you?
How do you get a hold of me?
Where do we get a hold of you? Yeah. What's your website? Quickly, quickly.
At doublehoma40.co.za. That's all we have.
This is CliffCentral.com.